It is National 4-H Month through the month of October, and so to celebrate, in the studio with us today, we have Daniel Latus from the Batesville chapter, and we also have Natasha Hightower and Keely Harris from the Diamond T 4-H Club. Folks, welcome to the studio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good to see everybody today. Now, tell me a little bit about, first off, just what is 4-H? Daniel, we'll let the question go over to you.
Well, 4-H is a great club with the involvement of all of our students around the nation. Leading in learning and more about agriculture.
All right, very well. Now, used to, I think I can remember all this, it was head, heart, hands, and health. Natasha, is that still pretty much where we are, or has 4-H changed quite a bit since then?
That is still the basic principles of 4-H, and I just want to go on something Daniel said a minute ago. It is very much rooted in agriculture, but 4-H has come a very long way. And it has so many different aspects to it now, everything from technology to working with fashion and livestock and animals is still a huge part, but it has become such a variety of different things.
So from a personal standpoint, tell me, what do you particularly enjoy about 4-H? Keely, we'll start with you.
I love the leadership projects. I'm a big teacher. I like to get out and teach kids stuff that I know, and I love learning also. And through 4-H, I get to do that, which is something that I am very passionate about. I show livestock, and I had, over the summer, about 14 kids come, and I got to teach them how to show and clip and groom animals.
Very well. Natasha, what about you?
I think probably my favorite part of 4-H is just the friendships and opportunities you get to take. This is unfortunately my last year in it. I've been in it for 11 years.
Wow.
And it's been a great journey. I've loved it. I've gotten to meet people all across the state and even through the nation because I've been on 3 different national competition trips. And just what you don't see just looking on the outside of it, when you actually get into the program and get into doing everything, you learn everything that 4-H has to offer, and it's just a wonderful program.
And Daniel, over to you. What's your favorite part about 4-H?
Like Natasha kind of brought up, there's just too much to not say. Everything is my favorite. I mean, there's just so much opportunity and many things to come.
So October being National 4-H Month, what do you do to celebrate that, and what do you do to kind of bring that to the forefront of people's attention?
Well, we're doing this.
We're in the studio today. That's a good start there. What else happens during National 4-H Month? I know it goes all across the country.
Well, National 4-H Month, actually, kind of their theme for this year is finding your spark. So a big thing that they're pushing is like teaching people about the different opportunities that 4-H has to offer. One way we've been doing that is going out into different schools and just as individuals telling everyone about it, coming on the radio shows. And Keely can probably actually talk about a new article that they've been putting in the newspaper lately.
All right. Keely, tell us about it.
Yeah. So we have a article in the Batesville newspaper called 4-H Kids Biz. And each week we get a new article written for it. And people in Batesville just really start loving it. I know a lot of my friends and family members just love reading the article because they get to see what the youth is doing in 4-H.
Very good. And what do we do as far as getting in touch? I guess, does it start in the schools pretty much, or are there other ways to get involved with 4-H?
You know, there's a lot of school involvement. Usually starts out as a small little after-school club, and then from there you can move on anywhere you want to. Big clubs, community service clubs, just all different sorts of ways.
And if we have folks listening who want to find out more about 4-H for themselves or for a student, how can we do that?
You can contact the local Independence County Extension Cooperative Office. Call them. You can look their number up online. You can find us on Facebook. We've started posting a lot more stuff on there, just trying to give out information to people in the community. But contact them. Just ask people around, because a lot of people, especially locally, will know somebody that's involved in it. And just find out what your kid can, what spark they can find in 4-H.
Very well. Daniel Latus, Natasha Hightower, and Keely Harris joining us in the studio. National 4-H Month through the month of October. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.